Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, guys. Yes, welcome. If you're new here, welcome. If you are an old returning listener, welcome back. It's Alex here from Mostly Lit, and I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody who has tuned in and is waiting for the new episodes to come back. Just thought I would just drop this message to let you know what is happening. On Thursday, we are dropping two new episodes of Mostly Lit back to back. In the first episode, we have returned and we're catching up and we're talking about a book called The Hours by Michael Cunningham, just as a nice way in to talking about all the things that we love, but we'll be discussing so much more than that as well. And on the second episode, we will be reading and discussing An American Marriage by Tayari Jones. So I just want to say thank you so much for all of you who are tuning in and are listening and are anticipating our return. I cannot wait to talk books with you guys and chill and chat with my friends Ray and Derek as we discuss literature and books as it looks now. We are 5 years on from our last episode of Mostly Lit. So much has changed and we want to look and see what is going on in the world of books. So let us know, what books do you want to read with us? What books do you want us to talk about? What topics do you want to hear from us? Who should we be following on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube? And let us know what your reading journeys have been like in the past 3 to 5 years. Let us know what books have caught you by storm, which books have not been as good for you. Let us know everything. We want to hear everything about where you guys are at now. So make sure that you subscribe so that you know when the episodes have come out on Thursday. And share with anybody who is bookish, anybody who wants to know or listen to three millennials talking about books. And yeah, looking forward to being back on this journey with you guys. As ever, you can email us at mostlylit@gmail.com. Find us on X at mostlylit. And on TikTok now, you can find us at mostlylitpodcast. So I'm looking forward to catching you guys on May the 2nd for the 2-episode release. And I cannot wait to get back on this journey with you guys. We are all so excited to meet you all and looking forward to building this journey of Mostly Lit with you as well. So remember, rate, review, and subscribe and share with anybody who is as bookish as you are. Talk soon. And just as a gift to you guys, here is a quick preview of what you're going to be hearing on Thursday.
And I think it's been on Goodreads as an author that has softened me a bit and made me realize, you know what? Can't be talking wreck about authors buying books.
Yes.
Because it's not easy. And people these days just seem to be mean for the sake of being mean. Do you know what I mean? Like, I felt like we were critical and we were a bit out of pocket sometimes.
Yeah.
We were young,
yeah. But I think some people like really just get a kick out of being horrible to authors. Mm. And yeah, I don't really fuck with it.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessed enough with looking at reviews.
Yeah.
With
I've read your reviews.
I'm not dressing up. I haven't.
I have. I read everybody's.
I don't know what people are talking about. Interesting. Okay. Like everyone keeps asking me, "Oh, how's the book going?" I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Do you have it? Tell me, how is it going for you? But again, my motivations are slightly different. I think it's very much attached to kind of my professional development, I suppose, in a sense. So it's like, so in that kind of non-fiction space, I suppose. I do want to write fiction at some point, but I don't know. I think I idealize where and who I want to be when I write fiction. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like,
I know who I want to be.
Like the wood cabin.
Yeah.
In like the Lake District. Chopping wood.
Yeah.
Shut off from the world. I don't really, I don't have much to give the world.
I have like certain authors, like authoresses that,
Authoress.
That I'm like, you know what? Like I love this person's work and it would be like an honor to be considered amongst that. Mm. But
who, like Sarah J. Maas, is that her name?
No, but hold on. I know I'm going to talk about that. Anyways, before we get to that, I actually want to ask about like your reading journey since like we've been recording. So we've talked about like how has reading been like for you guys in the last few years that we haven't really been together?
Interesting. That's a good question. I think for me, it's been like really sporadic. There's been times where I'll be just like reading a lot obsessed and times when I just can't read. Do you know what I mean? I'll read like 10 pages and I'm bored.
Yeah.
But it's just getting into the flow of it. For me, it's been really up and down. And it's like, because I blurb a lot of books as well. So I read like a lot of like up-and-coming books, debut books as well. Mm. Books that publishers send me when they send me, if they send me books. And then I will read those books because if I say to someone I'm going to blurb a book, I will do it. But I want to make sure I've read the book before I blurb it.
Yeah.
So in that sense, yeah, it's been okay. But I would not say it's been consistent. Like when I was in uni and I was reading a couple of books a week, you know, or when I graduated, I was reading a couple of books a week. It's not been like that since.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's been hard.
Yeah.
I'll say. It's been hard for me to find a book that captures my attention for long enough. I tend to read for knowledge generally because if I'm writing essays or I'm writing stuff, I have to read certain chapters for certain things and then kind of pulling that out academically, right? So a lot of my non-fiction reading has only been very specific to kind of what I need it for. And then I'm just in this place of reading part of a book. I don't feel like many non-fiction books are made to be finished. Personally, like you read.
You mean like the Bible?
No, not the Bible. Not the Bible. Non-fiction books, in general.
Okay.
I've read a lot of non-fiction books, and I'm like, I'm reading it, and I'm like, okay, cool. I've taken what I need to get from it, and I've just put it aside, and I've been like, all right, cool, next book. Because reading it all the way through is a struggle for me to get to the end. But and then the one thing that's saved me quite a bit is Audible, like the audiobooks. That's the only thing that, like, because I'm always doing something. I don't think I have enough time in a day to sit down and carve out a lot of the time for that. So I'm usually doing something. I'm either on a walk and I put the audiobook on. I'm either doing something mundane and put the audiobook on so that I can at least be keeping up with the reading itself when it comes to fiction and whatnot. But yeah, man, it's been up and down. Yeah. I mean, I've been in and out of certain books.
I went through a massive drought of not reading at all. Like, I think I went through over a year of not picking up a single book. And I think for me, it's very much tied to, like, mental health. Even though when I am in my, you know, melancholy state, I can't really focus and read. So I'll just find myself more on like social media and just like finding little bits and things that can like up my dopamine here and there. But I have recently kind of like found like this re-love of reading again. That's probably the big reason why I would say like I was in a much better position to actually like think about doing mostly lit again. Just because Like, even like, to be honest, when we, you know, disbanded, obviously, like, it was very emotional. And every time I'd pick up a book, it will remind me of the little group that we had that, like, was no longer there. I can't lie. And I just was, like, so sad about it. So I generally could not pick up a book or, like, you know, I don't think I even walked into Waterstone. It's so long. Yeah, and I didn't realise that it was because of that, but I feel like maybe.
That's so funny. You know, you say, oh, when we
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.